You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
There's a variety of ways, you can reach out to your boys in the morning. Jeremy, can you give them a couple of them?
Sure. Mix100.com. Click on the Dom and Jeremy link up top. You can email us there or over on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Or one of our favorites, tie a note to a brick and throw it through the window here at the radio station. We got you.
God, don't. Don't even joke.
You can throw that high. We're 12
Are
stories
you
up.
Kidding? My God. Hey, this one, in a unique way, actually came from Shannon, who does the midday show here. She was talking to a listener, and she said, you boys have got to talk about this.
Okay.
And we like it. We're calling her Renee. It's the story of Renee and her boyfriend. Let's call him Trent. Renee and Trent. They've been, I guess, the way it was worded is that it's her longtime boyfriend, so they've been together for a while.
Lover. Okay.
They had scheduled a trip to Mexico. They were looking forward to heading down to the beach. Who wouldn't, right? January, February, cold
right.
weather. Oh, go down to Mexico.
Beach and a cocktail.
But just before they were supposed to go, Renee fell ill. And she actually ended up in the hospital for a few days. She's out now. She needed some recovery time after that, which meant, and her hospital stay and her recovery time happened to fall at when they had booked this trip. Everything is already booked. It's there. So that means she couldn't make the trip. And Trent, Jeremy, he had such a sad face. He's like, aww. Oh, I really wanted us to go.
But I love you.
And it's at that point that Renee made a horrible mistake. She told him, oh, babe, you can still go if you want to.
Just go. Don't waste the tickets.
Just go.
Please.
So he did. Instead of staying home and helping her with her recovery, he took her blessing of going and he went with a friend. He even sent back pictures to Renee of the great time he and his friend were having down in Mexico.
Well,
now they're in a big fight. Renee is angry that he went without her instead of staying home to help her. And yet, she told him he could go.
There's the kicker.
The question for Dom and Jeremy listeners. Should she be angry at him for going? Or should she be angry at herself for telling him he could go when she really wanted him to stay and help her?
Right. Then you should have said that. Use your words, Renee. Use your words.
I know. But, you know, sometimes we say things and we expect the other person to do the right thing.
The right
thing is to offer that he should go anyway. The right thing for him to do, as some would argue, is to say, no, I want to stay and help take care of you. You just got out of the hospital, blah, blah, blah.
The problem here is their long-time boyfriend-girlfriend. So if this was a new relationship, I could totally see him sticking around and understanding mm-hmm. that, I'm going to skip out on this. The problem is they've been together for a long time. So he's like, okay, well, looks like you're going to recover. You're fine. I'm hitting the beach. See you later. I love you so much. I'll see you when I get back. We'll go again. Yeah.
I'll bring you something.
Also, I think one of his fatal flaws is sending the pictures.
No kidding.
Of the good time. You can't do that.
That's the truth.
If you're going to send any kind of picture, fake it. Like you're sitting there alone at the bar or just kind of sitting there with your arms
not
crossed.
Not even at the bar.
Yeah, right.
Just in your room.
In the room,
you're
just laying on
room.
The bed.
Those uncomfortable chairs they have in the room, just sitting there looking all dejected.
And then the message would be like, it's not the same without you here. And
you could even say,
can't wait to come
in
home.
In the message, I should have stayed home with you.
Yes. And you whoop, send that, then you run like crazy out to the beach with that little metal bucket full of Coronas. You ride a sea turtle.
The question for our listeners this morning is the way it's worded in here.
Yeah.
Should she be angry at him for going?
Yep.
Or should she be angry at herself for telling him he could go when she really wanted him to stay? Yeah, if you're just tuning in, the story is about Renee and her longtime boyfriend. We're calling him Trent. They had planned a trip down to Mexico, had it all booked and everything, and then Renee fell ill, ended up in the hospital. And when she got out, she needed recovery time, so she wasn't going to be able to go on the trip. But she went ahead because Trent was looking so sad about all of that. And she said, "You, babe, you just still go if you want to go. All right, just go." So he did, and now she's mad. She's like, he should have stayed and helped take care of me.
Right.
So the question for our listeners was, should she be angry at him for going, or should she be angry at herself for telling him he should go? We're getting swamped with messages over this. Let me read a few. I'll give you two on one side and then two on the other side. Emily writes, listen, we all know that Renee did the right thing by telling him he could go if he wanted, but I'm sure she never thought he would actually take her up on it. He's a jerk. He's a jerk, she says.
He's a jerk.
That's from Emily. Ben says, I got to vote for him being the bad guy here. Like you said, you don't go, you stay and take care of your girlfriend. What a tool. All right, so we've got jerk and tool.
I also need to know what she was sick with. I mean, if it was something extremely serious that he should not have left, like she could have taken a turn, essentially, or if she was fully going to be fully recovered and fine, and she said go, I'm fine with it. Go.
Well, she did say, I'm going to be fine. You can go.
Then go. Here, do you have more? I got three.
I only do two on the other side. I said I had two on each side. Oh, okay. Teresa says, wait, if she wanted him to stay, why the hell didn't she say, I want you to stay?
She writes,
I hate these games that people play. I got to side with a boyfriend. And then Aaron, that's a he, A-A-R-O-N. Aaron says, if someone tells me you should go, I'll be fine. Then I'm going. If they say you should stay and help me, I'm staying. Why can't people just communicate what they want?
Thank you. I've said that for years on the show. Quit being so afraid of each other when you're in a relationship.
Oh. I know, but I agree with you.
It's ridiculous.
I agree with you. But at the same time, there is almost an implied, I'm going to say the right thing here, that, honey, I don't want to steal your fun from you. If you want to go ahead and go. But at the same time, there's also an implied, you don't go in that situation. If she just got out of the hospital and she needs help.
Here's a quick one from Gabby. She says, men are not mind readers. That's pretty solid. You can't be mad at him for going. Be happy that the trip didn't go to waste. Book another one, says Gabby.
Book another one.
Here's one from Danielle, who's actually...
she might. You know what? I wonder if she should book another one and take a friend of hers.
Well, that's the last one I have here on the list. I'll get to that mark. And then Danielle is going after his friend. Danielle says, I'm going to pull a Jeremy and say, break up with him. That was a jerk move, and his friend should have turned down the trip, too, knowing that the spot was for you. Your boyfriend and his friends are insensitive, and then she put in a bad word. That's from Danielle. And then here's Mark. Book your own trip with your friends now as payback, and that's from Mark.
Yeah.
So just go on your own trip.
I don't want to get into this payback, this whole tit-for-tat thing. That's not good for relationships. I would rather they break up. Rather than they start a relationship based on, I'm going to get even with you.
Right. Well, the relationship seems pretty ugly as it is right now. So.
Let's grab a quick phone call on this. Here's Corinne. Corinne, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, boys. Good morning.
Well, good morning.
What's your thought on this?
I feel so bad for this guy.
Do you?
I feel so bad for him. Everybody's calling him a tool and a jerk, and he's... Why is it fair that women get to say one thing and then expect men to understand that we mean the opposite?
Right. This goes back to Gabby's message here that says men are not mind. I'm not a mind reader. Just tell me.
Nobody is. It's not fair. You can't say, hey, go have this wonderful vacation. I love you lots. Oh, my God, I hate you because you did what I said.
Right. Like, this guy's just doing the right thing. He doesn't want this trip to go to waste or the plane tickets. They're going to lose money potentially. He's like, I'm just going to go use it.
And I think it's even bigger than the plane tickets. I think that she said, you know what, I'm fine, go enjoy yourself, and he went and enjoyed himself, and she got mad.
Would you agree that he screwed up by sending her pictures, though?
No.
Really?
No!
I wouldn't have done that.
Don't you want to see your significant other enjoy themselves? Don't you want to see your partner thrive and be happy?
Yes, is the right answer.
Yeah, but I don't want salt rubbed in my wound.
I think
either.
That's the right answer. Is that what you want to hear? Yes, that's the right answer. Don't yell.
Yeah, that sounds like something out of a self-help book. I'll go with that.
Maybe that's just me. Maybe that's just how I feel. But, I mean, and I agree with you, Jeremy. Like, I want to kind of know what she's sick with because I feel like that does kind of add a variable to this. But
well, it sounded like she bounced back, so it shouldn't have been that... that dangerous or horrible, it sounds like.
It didn't need to be this way.
Corinne, I can tell you that many of the things that you've said, it's possible.
It's
possible that Jeremy and I might agree with what you were saying. We're just not allowed to say it. So,
well, we don't want any hate mail coming to you guys.
No, we think you're right.
We get enough of that as it is.
We think you're right.
We just don't want an excess amount today.
You're potentially correct. Yes, possibly.
Well, I love you guys no matter what you say.
You sound highly dateable. So,
wait a minute. Can you repeat that one more time, what you just said?
What'd you say?
I love my boys in the morning no matter what they say.
Oh, wow. We're holding on to that.
Wow. We need to have that put on a t-shirt.
That's my new
right
ringtone.
We're going to play that for our wives.
I feel like you guys needed somebody to make your morning for once.
Oh, you're the best.
You're so sweet.
We
Corinne,
love you.
Have a fun day. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for the call.
You too. Bye, boys.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, you know, the funny thing is, this ended up being really split. So I don't know what to tell Renee. I mean, half the people are saying he's a jerk. Half of the people are saying that what you did was wrong.
Right. I have no idea what to tell her.
By
I feel like she was in the wrong. That's the way I'm leaning. Just because she said do it. And he did it.